How does the timbre of the sheng work with the timbre of the cello? I mean, they're out of all the Western classical instruments, the cello is closest to the human voice in its range and articulation. And this has lots of different reeds and 30 or so.
This is 29.
But they're fixed, so you have different. You don't have as many note options, perhaps. I don't know. How does that work together with the cello?
This is they can play chord, and the cello can play, of course, chord. But better to play great melody. Emotion is wonderful. So this is a connection. And also, sheng is a little bit higher frequency, and cello, of course, really strong and a little bit low and energy. So actually, this is a great connection.
They complement each other.
Yeah, play together. So I have arranged many different pieces between sheng and cello. So maybe, we will share after the
yes,
concert.
We'll get to hear the great combination of the two instruments, not only in the Zhaolin, but also hopefully when the audience claps enough for some encores. But what's amazing is I think we're going to find that Mike Block, our cellist, is going to not provide the sounds that we would imagine the cello playing, maybe Dvorak's cello concerto or the Shostakovich. He will be bending some notes. He will be playing with a timbre from a classical instrument that will actually meet the sheng closer where he is. So we'll feel the connection with how Mike plays the cello, and I think that's very interesting. There'll be moments of great romanticism from the orchestra, of course, as you would expect, but there are moments when simply, many composers do this, but in the last movement, Zhaolin asks for the strings to play non-vibrato. And that's what, of course, match the sound that's most pure from the sheng, because it plays also with non-vibrato. And Mike will do that too. And the sheng has higher frequencies, but Mike also will sometimes play very high.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, Mike can play lower than you can.
Yes, of course.
You are also playing In the Steppes of Central Asia, a Borodin piece.
Yeah.
And how does that fit the sensibility of this work?
I think it's not only is the Borodin the perfect opener to the concert, it's the perfect example of a Silk Road piece by a Western composer for classical orchestra.